Okay, this is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. Oh, wow, it is the season for great books, and I am so happy that at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to be talking about a Christmas book that is just very, very special, and it is called The Truth About Mrs. Claus. I am so happy to welcome now to Joy on Paper. This is so amazing, and I am holding her book up to the camera. It is called The Truth About Mrs. Claus, and I am so happy to welcome Mina Harris to Joy on Paper. Hi, Mina.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it is so beautiful. I love this book.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
You have done a marvelous job, and now, of course, Keisha Morris, as the illustrator, has joined you in this wonderful project to tell us the truth about Mrs. Claus, and it is a fun book to read.
Thank you so much. I could not do what I do and be an author and tell stories without my talented illustrators, and Keisha is just brilliant and has such a unique style that almost looks like paper collage with the texture that she brings in. And it's also so colorful and vibrant and something that we really wanted, you know, to preserve that holiday magic. And I'm so grateful for her partnership.
Well, they certainly have done a beautiful production job on this. The pages, the cover, it's so gorgeous, all sparkly and bright, and I can just imagine a child getting this in their hands and saying, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, well, it's such a fun part of the journey of being an author is seeing and hearing the reactions of kids and parents, so that's really just been so fun for me.
Well, you know, the story of Mrs. Claus is fascinating, and you have done a wonderful job. Tell us about this, because I love it, the entire idea, and I think it's been inspired by some important people in your life, right?
It is. Those important people are my two daughters. It's inspired by a moment we had together now almost 2 years ago, or almost, I guess, exactly 2 years ago, when my older daughter asked, you know, what Mrs. Claus was doing while Santa was delivering presents all over the world. We're already trying to raise them in a, you know, feminist household, getting them to ask those questions about where are the women, what are they doing, why don't I know about them? And it's like 6 or 7 in the morning with these kids trying to open their presents, and I sort of jokingly respond, you know, she's an entrepreneur, she runs the business. They know what an entrepreneur is at that age because of me. And it was this funny moment that actually, you know, really got me thinking, why is it we never really hear about Mrs. Claus? We don't even know her first name. You know, what if Christmas couldn't be the special day that it is without her contribution? And it was that fun moment with my kids that really evolved into this story, which is so much more than a cute holiday story. It's definitely that. I definitely wanted to write a cute holiday story, but it's also about finding truth in your purpose while acknowledging the impact of tradition and family legacy. And it's also about finding your own way, even if that might mean reshaping other people's expectations. And in that way, it's also about intergenerational learning and growth. And it's what became ultimately, you know, this story of Amalia and her relationship, Amalia the Elf, and her relationship with Mrs. Claus.
You've hit on the right thing, because I think that Amalia was on this search, but, well, what you're writing about is the absolute truth. I would always believe that's exactly. There was mm-hmm. always somebody behind this great success story. And Mrs. Claus is definitely the one organizing everything. And it's really, I love the idea of her office. I love her office. I think Keisha must have had fun doing that illustration.
It was so fun, and it really was fun in particular because we were imagining, you know, this character together for the first time and wanted to get every last detail perfect. And so that process with Keisha has been so special and fun.
Of course, you're very lucky. You had a wonderful grandma and mom who really, they've raised one heck of a girl.
Yeah, I mean, so much of my inspiration comes not only from the family I'm raising, but the family I was raised in. And a lot of that has to do with my grandmother, who was a huge figure in my life, who's second mother to me and taught me so much that I really think about not only as an author and what I put in my books, but also, you know, passing that on to my own children. And all of my books really draw on her inspiration and the wisdom and guidance that she provided me. And so in this book, she's actually the Mrs. Claus. She's that person in my, you know, corner supporting me and living and telling my truth. And I just feel so lucky that I have her inspiration and that I can really, you know, preserve her legacy through these kids' books.
As you say, you know, empowering young women and girls, and I think also boys will appreciate this too, because they recognize this spirit now, and they have moms who are working and who are doing things, and it's great for them to see that even Mrs. Claus is really out there doing the work that they know that their own moms are doing.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's for everyone. It's for boys as well to see inspiration and powerful, inspiring women. It just as much as it's important for my girls. And we know that so much of that work in terms of gender equity and how we're raising boys and all children to view and value the labor of women, it really starts early and it starts in our homes. And it's really what inspired me to start writing kids' books in the first place, which is the understanding the power of children's literature to really impact children at such a formative time in their lives, where many of them, before they go off, you know, to school, are learning about the world through their families and through books. So I definitely think that this book is just as much for little girls as it is for boys and all children.
Were you an early reader as a child?
No, that is a great question. I'm going to have to ask my mom. I don't know the answer to it on my own, but I've always been very interested in storytelling, and I've always been creative. And, you know, again, much like Amalia the Elf, that's been a passion of mine, and I'm grateful that I had, you know, a family that encouraged me to find my passion and purpose in my creative pursuits.
I assume your kids have a lot of books, and you started reading to them early on.
Yes, we started reading to them very early, and we all know that, you know, that's such an important aspect of, you know, teaching kids and helping them to learn language and interaction with others. And it's been really special, obviously, to do that through the medium of in some cases, my own books, you know. And so it's been really fun to get to share that with them, not only in terms of the stories that I'm sharing with them, but also my craft as an author and letting them see that and getting them interested in it.
Well, you know, people sometimes assume that writing a children's book is easier. You know, they'll like start with a children's book, go up to middle grade, and then, you know, and work the way. And that's not true, because really a children's book is the most difficult book to write, because you have very limited, very few pages to grab a kid and get them interested. And that's what you've accomplished here. You've written a story that kids will just want to turn the pages.
Well, thank you. And that, I agree. Writing kids' books is actually quite challenging. And for me, becoming a first-time author, especially, it was hard for me to... I'm a lawyer by training. We are not succinct people. We are verbose. And I was accustomed to a lot of elaborate writing. And as you said, that's really not, you know, the way that you translate stories that will capture kids' attention. And there's so much sort of science and also just magic that goes into being able to do that. And it's so fun getting to see, you know, we're all guessing what will resonate, but actually seeing what ultimately resonates with kids. And sometimes it's surprising. It's these little details that they really, you know, get hooked onto, or other things that you wouldn't have imagined being of interest to them. And to me, again, that's just a fun part of getting to do this and sharing it with others and seeing how they respond to it.
So you've been able to get out there and read to children?
I have. This has actually been my first time getting to do that with a kids' book, because my first two were COVID books. Finally had the, you know, most cherished author experience of getting to actually read in front of live audiences and getting to read to children. It's been a first time, very special experience for me with this book.
That's really exciting. But particularly to meet kids who are fans, that's fun, because when a kid is enthusiastic, they're enthusiastic.
Exactly. You know, there's something just so special about that in-person interaction with kids and seeing their faces light up and getting to answer their very interesting questions and hearing their own, you know, imaginations at work, right? That's what I love about kids' books. It's really sort of a building block and a starting place for so much more that's possible in terms of getting kids to imagine characters and experiences outside of, you know, perhaps their own experience or building on that. And there's nothing like, you know, getting to have that engagement with them in person.
I'm just so thrilled with this book, and I will have so much fun promoting it. Now, one of the things we do here on Joy on Paper is we do promos for books that we love. And I have a young man who has joined Joy on Paper. His name is Devon Miller, and he is just a brilliant young man. He spent a lot of time in a hospital when he was a kid. He became a writer, and he did a very special book buzz for you. And we would like to play it. If you listen, and then we can talk afterwards.
Oh, that's so special. Thank you.
Hey everyone, it's Devon Miller, author and illustrator of the Mr. Tickety Tock Clock children's book series, reporting for Joy on Paper with the latest on children's book buzz. Christmas is almost here, so you'll soon start seeing Santa Claus delivering presents to everyone around the world. But what about Mrs. Claus? What will she do while Santa's out and about? Well, you can find out in the new book called The Truth About Mrs. Claus, which was written by number one New York Times bestselling author Mina Harris and illustrated by Keisha Morris. The Truth About Mrs. Claus tells the story of Amalia the Elf, who comes from a long line of teddy bear makers. She loves everything about making teddy bears, except the bear making part. Worried about letting her family down, she decides to talk to Santa Claus for advice. Only, it's Mrs. Claus who's the one to help, who also needs a little help of her own. Coming up with the idea of the book on Christmas morning, the book was inspired by Mina's daughters asking what Mrs. Claus was doing while Santa delivered presents. It further led Mina to know why we don't know much about Mrs. Claus, and led her to thinking that Mrs. Claus could be the one running the business behind the scenes, which is just as important as Santa's job. The book also serves as a reflection for Mina Harris, as it's also reflecting her own experience of having someone like her grandmother to be an advocate for her and to encourage her in her passions. An author who stays true to herself encourages readers to do the same, while also providing a bit of Christmas magic for the holiday season. This is Devon Miller reporting for Joy on Paper. For more book buzz involving children's books and authors, head on over to radio-joyonpaper.com and click on Devon Miller's Book Buzzes. I think it's about time that I buzz out now.
Okay. Well, I hope you like that.
Sorry, I'm here. I was on mute. I love it. I was saying I need to take Devon with me everywhere. That was perfect.
Well, you should. Thank you. Is a wonderful young man. He is so enthusiastic. He was named St. Petersburg Sunshine Ambassador. He spent a lot of time in the hospital, as I said, and he loves reading. He loves promoting books for children, and he would be great with you. He would love it, because as you heard in his voice and in my voice, when we get a book we love, we just want to keep talking about it and talking about it. And we will be playing this book buzz all during this holiday season. We'll be playing it all this week and next week, and then we'll be playing it again next year at Christmas. We don't give up. We keep promoting books long after somebody's been on our program. So I just wanted you to know that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It really means the world, and it's just so special to hear how the book resonates with you all, and I'm really grateful for your support.
Do you have a website, or how do people find more about you?
You can find me online at Mina in most places, and you can, of course, get The Truth About Mrs. Claus at a local bookstore if you're nearby one.
It is so beautiful. I just love looking at it. I love touching it. And it's embossed. It's beautiful. Mina Harris, you've done a terrific job.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Really, thanks for having me.
It's been a joy to talk to you. And Merry Christmas to you and to all your family. Thank you so much for writing a book that I know will give so much joy to so many children. I always ask all my listeners to play Secret Santa, or in this case, Secret Mrs. Claus, and donate a book to a children's hospital near you, or to St. Jude, or to Shriners Hospital for Children, because kids at Christmas, at all times of the year, need books, and they will love this book, The Truth About Mrs. Claus, written by Mina Harris.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays, everyone.
Okay, thank you now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. What a book. Okay. Well, that was so much fun. And as I said, it is a beautiful book. Mina Harris, she's terrific. And she has other books. She will be writing a lot of children's books because she is in tune with kids. And I just love it. And again, to compliment Keisha Morris. She's a freelance illustrator. And she is so good. I love Amalia, but I love the reindeer. Not everyone can capture a reindeer. And I thought her reindeer were so cute. It's a delightful, delightful book, and I think you will love it. Make sure you get one. I know that my great godson is getting one for Christmas, and because my goddaughter Kanisha is so beautiful, and she reminds me very much of Mina Harris. Smart, bright, and hardworking, and enthusiastic. And so I am so happy that Kanisha is going to be able to read this. Everybody, bye-bye now.